At Papago Park, there are picnic areas, hiking trails, fishing ponds, and piles of ancient rocks that hikers climb for an expansive city view. But behind the scenery is a long and somewhat complicated history. Did you know Papago Park was once designated a national monument and then became the first to be decommissioned?
Phoenix was growing in the late 19th century. This was viewed as a very popular place to come and relax on a Sunday afternoon.
George Hartz has written books on Arizona parks. He says at the turn of the 20th century, locals feared this open space would be taken up by private homesteaders. At the time, the state didn't have the money to buy and preserve the 2,000 acres of empty land. So Carl Hayden, a representative in Congress at that time, convinced President Woodrow Wilson to authorize the Papago Saguaro National Monument.
Woodrow Wilson proclaimed it a national monument on January 31st, 1914, and it could no longer be developed or taken over by private individuals.
Papago Park became the seventh national monument in Arizona. But more than a decade later, Arizonans changed their mind. They wanted more control over how to use the land. They wanted to build fish hatcheries and transform the monument into a recreational area. Now Senator Carl Hayden got involved once more and convinced Congress to give it back to the state.
During the 1930s, some real money and time was spent in developing amenities in the park, building ramadas, building roads, building an amphitheater, improving picnic grounds. So the dream of having this as a real recreational facility was coming true.
But then the state lost control of the land again. During World War II, the military used Papago Park as a prisoner of war camp. Hart says when it was finally returned to Arizona, the debate over how it should be managed started up again.
At one point, someone suggested building, it's hard to believe, a 600-foot-tall saguaro cactus that would have a restaurant on the top.
Clearly, that suggestion didn't work out. By the 1960s, the Phoenix Zoo was added to the park, next to the already established Desert Botanical Garden. Oh, and one more thing. Back when Senator Hayden was trying to get Papago Park returned to the state, Arizona was making the case for the feds to declare South Mountain a national monument. But fearing another park debacle, Hart says the government refused the offer. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.